Arizona State Representative Mark Finchem told reporters yesterday during the hearing that they hope to have a resolution within the next 24 to 48 hours. The state holds 11 electoral college votes. We are clawing, quote, "We are clawing our electoral college votes back. We will not release them. That's what I'm calling on our colleagues in both the House and Senate to do. Exercise our plenary authority under the U.S. Constitution." There is a legal brief out there that says that we are not tethered to state statute when it comes to this one question. According to Finchem, that's close quote. According to Finchem, the move could would be easy to make and would be legally binding. Now, if this is actually in play, and it is because I just read it to you, and there's every real opportunity then that the state of Arizona is going to do exactly what Trump campaign lawyers have suggested that it should do. And this is to protect the integrity of everyone's ballot in Arizona. And if you watched the hearing yesterday, you had to be sitting there. I'm going like, how in the hell did they get away with this? We'll play you some of the testimony. Simple majority can call the House and send it back, and in a day can pass a resolution and cause those electoral votes to basically be held. And it is binding. I'll see y'all in court. I ain't like that. In total, 9 Republican state lawmakers attending the meeting, which was held at a hotel in downtown Phoenix. They have requested permission to hold a formal legislative hearing at the state capitol, but were denied by the Republican House Speaker and Senate President, according to the AP. Trump's attorneys, Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, alongside witnesses, appeared in front of the members of the Arizona legislature, alleging that considerable voter fraud occurred in the state. They also pushed for the Republican majority state, House, and Senate to hold a vote on the certification of the election. During the hearing, a cybersecurity expert said the user manual for Dominion voting systems machines guides users on how to connect to the internet. Now, this is one of the claims Dominion keeps making. Our machines don't connect to the internet. Yes, they do. During the hearing, a cybersecurity expert said the user manual for Dominion voting systems machines guides users on how to connect to the internet, and that the machines used by multiple states were connected to the internet during the election. The Dominion Suite user manual is about 1.5 inches thick. My team went back through the user manual and looked at all of the instances where in the user manual it tells operators to connect the Ethernet cords to the router, and it is the systems are connected to the internet. So there you go. Said, okay, Phil Waldron, that was the guy's name, the Army colonel, said Phil Waldron, a cybersecurity expert and retired Army colonel. Our teams looked at spirographs on the Dominion network on election day and showed the increased web chat traffic, internet traffic, on election day for Dominion servers. In a nutshell, these systems are not what you've been told, if you've been told anything. They are connected to the internet. There's no transparency on how the voter information is processed, moved, and stored. And as a matter of fact, these companies have refused to allow any type of inspection into their code, and they always decry, it's our IP, it's our IP, it's IP. What is IP? That's intellectual property protection. 2016, Trump won the state's 11 electoral votes by less than 100,000 votes. In the 17 presidential elections between 1952 and 2016, only one Democrat candidate won Arizona, and that's Bill Clinton in 1996. You see, folks, none of this stuff makes any sense. None. It just in the Latin, the term is non sequitur. It does not follow. And it does not follow. There is simply no statistical analysis in any of these states that returns anything other than warning, warning, Will Robinson. Election theft approaching. Arizona Secretary of State on November the 30th certified the state's presidential election results. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, said in a press conference that despite the pandemic and other complexities, we had an extremely well-run election and saw historically high voter participation. In the state of Arizona, for a candidate who never visited there, not once, and any outpolled Hillary from 2016? Sure he did. During the hearing, a volunteer poll observer and worker in Arizona's Pima County told Republican Arizona state legislators that she had been told by state election officials to allow people to vote who may not have been properly registered to vote in Arizona on election day. She told the story. There was one guy that showed up and he didn't speak English. So she's trying to assist him, and she's asking him, well, where do you live? And he says, I'm homeless. And she goes, you're homeless? Yeah, well, where are you homeless at? He was at a homeless shelter. 35, supposedly now, 35 miles from the election precinct that she was working at. And she's going like, well, if you're homeless and you, if you live 35 miles away in that area of, I forget which city it is, why aren't you voting there? The guy didn't speak any English, so she had to talk to him in Spanish. And he basically told her, well, this is where they told me to come. Who told you to come? And, of course, at the end of the day, you find the usual suspects, the Democrat Party operatives. This happened thousands of times. People showing up. No voter ID. They'd show up with a bill from Arizona Power and Light or whoever on their smartphone showing that, no, I'm a resident. See, I have an electric bill here. None of these things measure up to any of what is supposed to be acceptable as identification of a voter in the state of Arizona. And yet she was told by the election, by the supervisor at the precinct, just let them through, just let them vote. And she said this happened thousands of times. This is just one small part of a 14-hour hearing yesterday. I was having to allow people to vote who had literally just moved here, and her name was Anna Ort. A large percentage had addresses from two apartment complexes, she said. Ort said many of the individuals were residents for not more than a month, adding that from her observations, she estimated that about 2,000 people appeared to be out-of-state voters. Well, what are you doing voting in Arizona elections then? According to Pima County's election website, people can vote if they live within Pima County at least 29 days prior to the general election. These people, she said, had out-of-state driver's licenses, but attempted to show proof they could vote by presenting a utility bill. See, that's what I was just telling you. That suggested they lived in the precinct. Or then alleged that she had spoken to a poll observer who said he was from Los Angeles and told her he was there to turn Arizona blue, meaning Democrat. She said the man told her, We're here specifically to turn this precinct blue. This is one of our problem ones. I came from another precinct in Maricopa County. There was a group of them there, she added.